Hey, now Merv, you're known for your sledging and some
please.
Great sledges over the journey. The old tickets.
Yeah.
No.
Mate.
But is this true? Now, I want you to be honest here. We'll put the lasso of truth around you, Merv, that you once said to Jimmy Boy, who you're sitting next to there in the studio, you said this, quote, unquote, "Geez, you're pretty hard to bowl to because you only got two stumps to aim at." Is that true?
Yeah, I could have.
And where was the other stump? Was the other stump?
Shoved firmly up with the silver spoon.
Oh, Bill.
Where else would it be?
And that is the only one you could have asked him about of the 100, because the other 99 were that blue that they couldn't be repeated on air.
But he used to walk out with it like he thought he was had always looked good, didn't he, Murph?
Oh, he certainly did. But I must admit, he did put me in his place one day, or my place one day at the MCG. I was giving him heaps. Yeah. He was just batting away. And for some reason, I always had plenty of opportunity to sledge JB, because he always used to make runs against us.
Oh.
So I was getting into him at the MCG one day. He may have played and missed, and I made a gob off of it. And I got the offer move, "Christ's sake, shut up. I've been putting up with this shit for 10 years. Just shut up and bowl." And I thought, oh, yeah, fair enough. I reckon that's the first night I walked in with a beer, had a drink with him. I thought, gee, he's not a bad bloke
at all. Only took 10 years.
He did. I copped it for 10 years. Willis, don't worry about that. No.